A reading from Revelation chapter 5, the scroll and the lamb. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Do please sit as we welcome Sarah to the lectern. Great to have you back preaching at the 9 a.m, Sarah.
Good to be here. By popular request, I understand, or is that just to make me feel good? Oh, good. Well, good morning. Kate, two wonderful places in Coventry. I did my first ministry in Coventry, lived there for a number of years. The Memorial Park will be great for Charlie Parker and for Dexter, and Coombe Park. Oh, well, there we go. Just waste but two places that you can escape to from Fosel. Okay, right. So we have this gospel text from John. Two people have an encounter with Jesus. Two very different people. We have Philip the enthusiast and we have Nathaniel the cynic. I kind of likened it to me and Paul, actually. Me, the enthusiast, the lively one, the enthusiastic one, and Paul, the grumpy old man. No, I joke. I did check with him before I said that. But here we have two very, very different people responding to the call of Christ, because we all come to Jesus in our own different way. So let me just highlight some important things about Philip and Nathaniel. Not much detail is given about Philip. Philip is there one day, Jesus comes along, and all Jesus has to say to him was, "Follow me." And immediately, with no question, with no debate, he follows him, just like that. Now, John obviously didn't go into much detail in this text, but he wanted us to know the important thing, that immediately as Jesus spoke, Philip saw something in Jesus that needed him to follow him, to be part of what was going on. Yes, he would have heard about Jesus. He would have heard from John the Baptist about Jesus. But two simple words, "Follow me," and immediately Philip follows him. He's so excited by this encounter that he can't keep it to himself. So here we see one of maybe the first friendship evangelisms, a model for friendship evangelism. That's what I want to bring out. So Philip has got this new encounter with Jesus, and he immediately goes to his friend Nathaniel. Now he knew Nathaniel. He knew Nathaniel because of what he says to him. "I found Jesus. I found the one that Moses and the prophet has spoken about." The first thing he does is he goes to his friend. He goes to someone who he wants to be included in Jesus' ministry. He goes to someone who he wants part of God's kingdom. He goes to someone who he knows. He goes to someone who he knows actually wants to know about Israel. He's an Israelite. He's a good Israelite. We see that from what Jesus says later on. But he wants to share it with Nathaniel, and he knows him. He knows what's on his heart. He knows that he's wanting the Messiah to come, and that's why he says in the detail he does, "We found the one that Moses and the prophets have spoken about." And so Philip, with all his enthusiasm, is expecting Nathaniel to go, "Fantastic, show me him, let's go." And Nathaniel becomes a grumpy old man, a bit of a cynic. Apparently, as we get older, we become more cynical. So I reckon Nathaniel must have been quite old and Philip was quite young. No, I'm not saying that. So then we see Nathaniel's response to Philip. And he says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Now, instead of Philip getting into a detailed response about can anything good come from Nazareth, instead of getting into a dialogue, a theological debate, Nathaniel says, a simple command, "Come and see." He doesn't get into a dialogue, he doesn't get into debate, he doesn't start answering questions, he doesn't start going deep into what's on Nathaniel's heart. He just knows that he needs to encounter Jesus. And so the best way for Nathaniel to understand Jesus is to come and see him for himself. You know, we can lead, we can tell people about Jesus, we can invite people to Jesus, but until people have an encounter with Jesus themselves, they are not a disciple. We need to have encounters with Jesus. We need to come and show people Jesus. It's no good us telling people what Jesus is like. Lots of people know what Jesus is like. They've just had Christmas. They celebrate Easter. You know, they know from the Bible what Jesus is like, but they haven't experienced him. And that's what Nathaniel does. He says, and that's what Philip does to Nathaniel. Come and see. Come and experience Jesus for yourself. Because until you experience Jesus from yourself, you are not going to have this wonderful revelation. So he does. He goes and sees Jesus. And what does Jesus do? Well, Jesus does two things. He says, "I saw you." And by what he says, "I know you." And that's what changes Nathaniel's life. Again, not deep conversation, not deep theological understanding. Two things. I can see you and I know you. I value you. I appreciate you. I've got you. I get you. That's what he was saying to Nathanael. Again, small on detail, but Jesus says, there's no deceit in you. You're not, and that's a reference to Jacob. As a true Israelite, Nathanael knew the law. And so Jesus says, there's no deceit in you, making a reference to Jacob. And I saw you under the fig tree, another reference to his Jewish upbringing. There's no deceit in you, and I saw you under the fig tree. One reminding him of Jacob, that he's not like Jacob, and that the fig tree, end times, hope, restoration, God's presence. Again, like Nathanael, he knows what's on, like Philip, he knows what's on Nathanael's heart. He knows where he is at. He's meeting him where he is at. That's what Jesus does. He meets us where we are at. And he says to Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree. How do you know me? You saw me under the fig tree? Yeah, I saw you. Do you know what people need most in life? I believe, apart from air, oxygen and food, to be seen and to be known. That's what we want in life, to be seen and to be known. Not in a really egotistical way to be seen, but just to be seen and to be known. To know that someone's got us. To know that someone understands us, to know that someone cares about us, to know that someone really deeply wants to be with us. That's what we need. We need to be seen and we need to be known. And that's exactly what Jesus does with Nathanael. As a teacher, it's a delight when you go around and the people that are all intelligent, you know, they get answering all the questions. They love it when you are like asking the question. They feel valued. And those that are naughty, we get to know them as well, very well. But the joy is when there's someone in the class who is really quiet, that just gets on with life, that just gets on with their work, and you go up to them and you say to them, Rosie, that's excellent. Their delight on their face, and as teachers, isn't that right? The delight when you actually call someone by name and you get them, the delight on their face is immense. That's what happened to Nathanael. He saw him. He knew him. And he felt valued. You know, this is a wonderful, just a wonderful attribute of Jesus. We should all be dancing. We should all be walk out of here skipping because God knows us and he values us. He sees us. He sees us when nobody else sees us. He knows like no other what's going on deep within our lives. He cares about us. He's got our back. I, like you, or some of you, have been watching the Mr. Bates post office saga. Yeah? Have you watched it? Or you at least know about it, because it's obviously... when I was preparing for this little talk, I was watching this, and I saw the parallels. You know, each and every one of them thought they were on their own. Each and every one of them thought that nobody saw them. You know, that nobody really understood them. Nobody really got them. And they were on their own. They were made to believe that they were on their own. And then as the story unravels and someone else knows what they've been going through. And the hope that is given to them, as soon as somebody else knows about them, the hope that gave. And that is exactly what Jesus does to us. That's exactly what Jesus did to Nathanael. He was waiting for the Messiah. He'd been told about the Messiah was coming for years, but nothing had happened. He'd been told, yes, this could be the Messiah, this could be the Messiah. John the Baptist had been going on, the Messiah is coming. And yet he hadn't seen him. He still needed that hope. He had hope, but he needed it to be developed. And that's what Jesus does with Nathanael. He brings that out. He restores the hope. That's what happened to those people that were caught up in this saga. When other people knew about them, when other people got what they were going through, hope was restored. And that's what Jesus does for us. He brings us hope. He restores our hope. He knows us and he gets us. And he says, you are the King of Glory. By knowing him and understanding him, he sees who he truly is. He has an encounter with him. Until, as I said, until we have an encounter with Jesus, we don't really know who he is. But when we have that encounter, when we get Jesus and he gets us, we see him in his true light, the King of glory, the one who stands in heaven seated at the right hand of the Father. And then when we have this encounter with him, we have the promise that Jesus gives right at the end of this story. He says to Nathanael, "You believe because I said I saw you. Greater things you are going to see. Greater things you are going to encounter." And for each and every one of us, when we've had an encounter with Jesus, when we know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, he sends the Holy Spirit to do greater things in us, to show us greater things. If we've been having an encounter for Jesus a long time, have you seen those great things? Have you experienced the great things that the Holy Spirit gives us now and promises us for the future? You see, it's not all about eternity, it's about now. And Nathanael saw great things during those 3 years of Jesus' ministry. He saw him raise people to life. He saw him have encounters with the most ostracized people. He saw great things. We too can see great things if we open up our eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to speak and minister to each and every one of us. So my encouragement for you is, you all need to be a Philip. You all need to be this enthusiastic piece of a disciple, and tell your friends. Do some friendship evangelism. Say to them, come and see who this Saviour is. Come and see who Jesus is. Don't get into detailed theological discussions. Leave that for other people. Sometimes that is important. I'm not saying it's not. I have it in my classroom every week. But what brings people to Jesus? Showing them the King of glory. Showing them the wonderful Saviour we have. Be like Nathanael. Know that God's got your back. Know that God sees you. He loves you like no other. He sees what happens in the dark place. He sees what happens in the dark times. He's got you, and he can bring you hope. And live in the presence with the Holy Spirit, seeing great and marvelous things that God can do, knowing that one day we will have it in its entirety, with the kingdom of God opened up for each and every one of us.